The Human Rights Court in Accra has dismissed an application by some 88 aggrieved former employees of the National Security Council Secretariat seeking end-of-service benefits following the unlawful termination of their services. They were appointed on 13th August 2001 and the appointment were terminated on 20th July 2009 after the change in government, as they were wrongly perceived to be political appointees of the previous administration. They claimed they were only paid 3 months' salary with no other benefits. However, the court, presided by Justice Dennis Ejay, said a 3 months' salary paid them is enough. He said under the Labour Law and the National Security Act, they are not entitled to any end-of-service benefits in view of the fact that they did not retire from the service. Spokesperson for the plaintiffs, Samuel Ansa, said they will consider the next line of action.
We worked for years. Our appointments were terminated. So we're just fighting for end of service benefits. That is all. Because we're wrongly dismissed. That is all. We were dismissed in July 2009. We were employed in 2001, and then we were confirmed in 2002, then we were dismissed 2009, July. But we were not working for a political party. Let me give an example. Me standing here, once I was within the presidential entrance, once I was a minister's bodyguard, once I was a Korean ambassador to Ghana, his personal bodyguard, because the man had a threat. So I was there to protect the man for 1.5 years. Some of our guys were at Morocco embassy, because by then Morocco embassy too, the ambassador had a death threat. So our guys were protecting, and we were doing our rounds as city personnel. So if you term us as a political party appointees or that stuff, that means anybody who works with the national security is a political party appointee. Is that what is going to go on in this country? Is it the best? Well, we need to do something like a leadership meeting and then see the lawyer and then see what we can do. If there's nothing we can do, leave everything to the Almighty Father.